Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf tes. We left off yesterday at the fourth line from the top, Ravina Omar. And as you recall, Rabbi Sai, we were going through a series of explanations in the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim that we had in the Mishnah back on daf base. Where in the Mishnah it said that when you have a Moitzi Shemra situation, where you have a Chosen Kala at the time of their Nisuin, for instance, Wednesday evening, as you find in Mesechtes Ksubas, and on Thursday morning the Baal gets up and he is angry and he's furious and he's upset, and he says, Le'matzasi Levitcha Psulim, and he comes now into Bezdin, how many Dayanim do you need to adjudicate this case? So it says in our Mishnah, Hamoitzi Shemra Bishloisha Divra Meir, you need three Dayanim. You need 23.
Wow.
Why? There is the possibility of this not just being a monetary case, but being in fact a criminal capital case, where chas v'sholem, the wife, the kala, is going to get chulila misa. What type of misa? Skila chas v'sholem, with the caveat which Barry's already thinking about, what happens if he gets a koyin, but that's not on the table for today.
You don't have to, but here you're, this is an adjudication.
Adjudication. Good. So now the Gemara asks, what's the machlokes between Remeir and the Chachamim of 3 or 23? We've already gone through 5 separate explanations. What were the 5? The first one that we had was Ula. Ula said, Choshishin Lalaz. What means Choshishin Lalaz? We're afraid that if you're going to have a husband accusing a wife, remember, Wednesday night, big chasana, hundreds of people, fancy schmancy hall, 15-piece band, maybe more, and then the next morning, word gets around in town that the chasana is about to give a get to the kala. Why? Because I didn't find Sulim, she was a ba'ula. It's a mekach tois. I never would have taken her. I don't want to give her ksuba. I want to give her a get. And this marriage is off. Okay, word spreads very, very quickly. Says now, Ula, alibe d'rabbanon. If this would remain just a monetary matter, that she's saying, I'm upset, give me my ksuba. Husband says, I'm not giving you ksuba. It's a mekach tois. I don't want to give it to you. Then you don't need 3. Mm-hmm. However, says Ula, alibe d'rabbanon, Choshishin lelaz. What means choshishin lelaz? That it's very, very possible that 2 people in the back of the Bismedish are not going to be that shocked like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Those 2 people are going to say, Chevra, we didn't want to tell anybody. But 6 months ago, you know what happened?
She was we were in Chicago.
And we were walking down the street and we saw that she went Bechadre Chadorim and did Ma'asim Asher Lo Ye'osu Asisi Madi, and we know all about it. Unfortunately. Well, don't tell the Siyam Bismedish, go to the
court. Was she engaged at that time?
Yes, she was betrothed at that time. We're talking between the Erisin and the Sot. Any Kala who is, when I say Kala, in other words, any Arusa who lives Chas v'Sholem with someone else other than her husband, it's a real Eishes Ish, and there's a din of Skila Chas v'Sholem.
So they don't have a duty to tell the groom or whatever?
Whether they have a duty or they don't have a duty, Lamasa, they didn't.
Okay.
They were silent. And now, since it's become the most explosive issue here in town, now they said, okay, now it's the time to spill the beans. So they went to the Bezin, and if and when they come to me, they might even now be silent. But if and when they come to Bezin and say, the husband is right, because we know what happened, and it's not just a question of denying her ksuba, we have to deny her life, because she sinned so egregiously, she gets killed. Ah, so if you're choishish that this is what it might lead to, then you have to have a bezin out of 3, of 23. Says Ula, that's what Chom Anoy this about. That in fact this will quickly be upgraded from economy class. Mm-hmm. Just talking about
she was ksuba. She was with this man until the wedding happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they are concerned that this is going to mushroom from or upgrade from the case of a a monetary matter to a capital criminal matter. That's why you have to have a kunzah chum in 23. Mm-hmm. And then Barry and Brother Shai said, oh, can you imagine Ramey that holds the Rachas? That was yesterday's discussion. I'm sure you have something very witty to say.
Of course.
So shoot.
Okay. Well, that's what was missing at the asana.
That one was gone.
Missing mushroom at the asana.
What was?
Mushroom.
Mushroom was missing at the asana. Okay, anyway, that's the machlokes according to Ula. Shot number one. We had them shot number two. What was shot number two? Then in fact, the Baal, the chosin, comes in and says, I have Edom that she was Mizana between the Eris and the Nisuan, and therefore I want this to be not just a monetary issue, but this should be a capital issue.
So why did he go through with the wedding?
Because he only heard or thought or whatever, maybe he didn't even realize until he found that she was a Ba'ula, and he gets now furious. Ba'ula, and he starts...
They didn't come forward now after the fact.
Right, and they come back, they come forward at the very beginning, at the forward end, and therefore he says, Rabbis, unfortunately this is not just a monetary matter, this is a capital criminal matter, we have to impanel 23. Now, if in fact he has those Edom in pocket ready, everybody would agree that you have to have 23. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is that we think that there's a good possibility that these are Edom Shakronim, and they're in fact going to even be Edom Zomimim. Why the Edom Zomimim? Because they weren't even there at the time. They were in Chicago, in Lincoln Wood, or West Rogers Skokie, Park, or in Skokie, or exactly any one of the foregoing places. And therefore, it's very, very possible that these Edom, the whole thing is baloney.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so if that's going to happen, what are the 23 rabbis going to go and say? This is not a real case. These Edom are Edom Zomim, or Edom Shakronim, Edom Mukhashim. We can dismiss the case, and we can all go home. So the Baal says, okay, rabbis, please, before you go home, it's unfortunate things are Edom Shakronim. However, I'm telling you that she was a Ba'ula last night. And for Ba'ula, you don't need... Edom. Actually said you can rely on a chazaka. That being the case, he wants to keep the case vis-a-vis the monetary matter. Mm-hmm. Says Ramey, okay, tell the 20 rabbis they can all go on vacation. Now they can all go home. Just leave behind three. Mashain came. The rabbanon say we're worried about choshen the kvoidon shel rishonim. The 20 are going to come home, and everybody says, oh, rabbis, what happened? How come they're all leaving? Apparently, they're disqualified. Apparently, they're incompetent. They only left three great.
That's
a stretch,
that
right?
They got defrocked or whatever.
He said, that's the machloikis between the mayor and the chachamim. The mayor says, I'm not worried. Defrocked, they got disqualified. So therefore, 20 go home, and three are left. It says in the Mishnah. But the chachamim say, I am choish lekvoy v'shur yishayim. Kovet is a gracious ach, you know. A rabbi goes to a chasana. I had my machin once told me what was the name of the roof? The Yokeruv. Yitzchak. The Yokeruv was a gross tam chochem nebuchad alev shanish. Anyway, so he was sitting in his seat at a chasana. He was sitting at a seat at a chasana and. At chuppah, and he was waiting for a bracha.
Mm-hmm.
First bracha, the second bracha, third bracha. Finally, bracha chrita, yamayde de yokeru, goin hakodesh tzadika yokeru. So then he got up and he mumbled under his breath, and my machitin Zafir heard it. He said, "Bracha chrita is taka kroisa kovet, it's taka nice kibbut." Aber the neshuma can arose kain bizdemot, which means my neshuma could leave me until I get that bracha. I was waiting and waiting, waiting, you know. So Baruch Hashem, I got it, but until then, you know, I might have gone into chulil into cardiac arrest, you know. We're waiting for that bracha. So kubit is a great sezach. So you have now 20 rabbunim.
Because he was waiting, or because he was old and sick?
Because he was.
Old and sick, or he was afraid he wasn't going to get a bracha.
Exactly, he was afraid he would not have the COVID. Anyways, it was a choshu tamchum. But getting back to our Gemara now, so our Gemara says that the chachom are worried about the COVID shulishoinim that we're sending these 20 away, and they're not going to have a kibbutz. That, you know, oh, we don't need you guys anymore, go home.
Oh, yeah.
So you just keep them anyway. That's how you have the 23. So that was the second pshat. And then we got to the third pshat. And that third pshat was the pshat of Abaya. What was the shail over here? When to go and give anybody misa, then you have to go and give hasra. So you had at the time 6 months ago between the Eishes and the Nisuin, when she was an Eishes Ish, the two Edom are now asked in the Bezin, did you give Asura? Of course we gave Asura. We told the young lady, you should know what you're doing here. Oh, even Isser in the Torah. Did you tell her what the ramifications might be? Sure. What did you tell her? We told her, Chas Shalom, if you're going to engage in this nefarious activity, you'd get Misa. Did you tell her what type of Misa? No, we just told her Misa. We thought that would be enough to go and intimidate her. You didn't tell her which type of Misa. Well, there's a machloikis, whether or not you have to be very specific and say which of the Arba Misas Bazdin. You only said Misa. According to Rameir holds, that's not enough. You had to go and say you're going to go and get Skila. If you only said Misa, guess what?
Then, she's a Bas Kohen.
That was discussed already at some length yesterday. The answer is, if assuming that they knew that she was in Bas Kohen, and depending on the mandiyama that holds, whether Bas Kohen gets Sreifa at the time of Erisin or only at the time of Nisuin. That's a machlokes we're going to have later on in our Masechta, whether this is an Erisin deviation from the norm that usually gets Kila. Do you say that the Kala gets, if she's a Bas Kohen, that she goes and gets Sreifa, or do you say only after Nisuin? If you're wondering what that's dependent on, it's dependent on the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, which happens to be more chomer, is skila more chomer than treifa, treifa more chomer than skila. Again, not our sugya today, it's a sugya later.
I'm saying, let's say in the warning they say one type of death, but they made a mistake. It's another type of death.
That's a very good question. So our Gemara is not talking about a mistaken type of death, but rather, did they say which death at all? Uh-huh. Was it just a generic statement, or whether it was the specific one? And let's assume that these two Edom are knowledgeable, and they not know that she's either Bas Yisrael or Bas Kohen, so they said what you're supposed to say.
Okay.
So, says now Ramea.
They have to do the Asra, they had to see her going, or...
They have to go and see her going in the private room together with that individual.
The Asra. They cannot give a general Asra, you're engaged today for the next 6 months, you cannot see another man.
No, that is not Asra.
It could have been the doctor.
Huh?
It could have been the doctor.
What?
May have been sick. The guy who went in the room could have been a doctor.
Yeah, maybe she was
a cousin. Maybe she likes doctors.
Maybe it was a man dressed or a woman dressed.
Okay. Anyway, let's go on. Anyway, everything is beautiful. Yeah, you're doing beautifully. Anyway, so get back to Agamar. So what happens was they did give her Hasra, and they did tell her that it's an Isser, and they told her it's an Isser that is an Oynish of Misa, but they didn't say it was Skiva. Says Rameir, that Hasra doesn't work. No good. Since they didn't say that it was specifically Skila. Therefore, can we give her Skila? No. Therefore, you only have three Dayan. Says the Tzvei Taman Diyama, says the Rabbanan in Ansel Mishnah, nice and Mishnah Zoy. But rather, just the ability to be able to go and say, just saying the generic is sufficient, you don't have to be specific. Oh, so we told her, you're going to get Misa. That's ready enough. Keep 23 rabbis here, have a major rabbinical tribunal of 23 to be done legabe Misa. So that was a bias pshat. Then we...
Tom said you could send them home.
What do you mean?
The question whether the Hasra was a valid Hasra.
Correct.
So you have to have based in, look at that first to...
Correct. So we started...
So we start out with the 23.
Correct.
And then the rabbanan say you could dismiss...
Okay, so if you really want to go through it, the Gemara said yesterday, Abai Omet Kuli Alma Chashinam Lelaz, Umishum Kvoidin Shurishanim. Everybody agrees I'm concerned about Laz. So therefore you have to impanel 23, because two Eidim may come. And afterwards, if you find that there is no capital case, you do not dismiss them, you keep all 23 here. So all the 23 have asked now the two Eidim, tell us, did you go and give Asra? Yes. Did you give a specific Asra of Skila? No. So what's the din now? Says Rameir, since they did not give a specific Asra, they only gave this generic Asra, she cannot go and get Misa anymore. So there's nothing to talk about anymore about Misa, and now you only have the three Dayan, you dismiss the capital case, and you start again a case of Mominis, and for that, he can go, he'll be believed, because he has a Chazaka, Ein Adam, etc., Mafsida. So that's according to me. According to Chacham, no, this is a perfect Hasra. There's no reason why anybody has to leave. We're going to go and give her Chas Shalom Skila, so you keep the 23. That's according to Abai. Then we had the next chat in Agua that was Reb Papa. What did Reb Papa say? It's talking about Isha Chaveira Askinan. What's an Isha Chavera? A lady that is very knowledgeable and knows the halacha. She knows that what she's doing is under the penalty of death, and that it's under the penalty of either stoning Skila, or if she's a Bas Koyin, she knows very well that she's going to go and get Treva, depending according to which one the Omar, which we're going to have later on in our Masechta. Whether the din of Treva and Bas Koyin is a din by Erison or by Nisuan or by both, Mi'atshem, to be discussed at a later date. Anyway, so she knew all about that. And the two Adam said, we know she's the most knowledgeable, she's the Rebbetzin that knows everything. We don't have to go and give her Asra, she knows. And in fact, they didn't give her Asra. So now the question is, well, did they make a mistake by not giving Asra, or did they not? Does she have to get Asra? Doesn't she? That's a chamach like his. Sagmar says, the mayor home, you have to give Asra to everybody. It makes no difference. Could be the Godel Hador. You gotta give Asra. You didn't give her Asra. No Misa, you only need a bezin of three. Mashikini, according to the Rabbanon, if you know Halukha, what do you need Asra for? So therefore you can give Misa and you need 23. So those were the four Shatim. Now we go on to Rav Ashi, Shat number 5, where the Edom, instead of giving Hasra on the Misa, they gave Hasra on the Malkas. Why they did that, I don't know, either because they didn't know, or maybe they were not knowledgeable, they didn't understand. It doesn't make a difference why. But the bottom line is, they said to that young lady, if you're going to go behind closed doors and do what you're going to do, chul l'chas, you're going to get malchus. And kuli alma moide in our Mishnah, that this would be an effective hasro l'malchus. And now we go into a generic machloikis. Anytime someone is possibly going to be punished with malchus, do you have a bezin of 3 to decide that? Or do you have a bezin of 23 to decide that? Okay, so that's our case of our Mishnah, where since Asra was only the Malkus, so she's going to get Malkus, that's for sure. But how many people do you need to impanel on the rabbinical tribunal to decide this case? Do you need 3 or 23? And that's the Machlokes. So those were the 5 Shatim that we learned yesterday. Ula, Rava, Abaya, Rav Papa, and Rav Ashi. And now we're going to have Ravina. And Ravina is going to outdo all of them, because Ravina is going to give us 3 further possible explanations of our Mishnah. 3 more. Can you imagine a boy saying? Ravina Amar. Keep going. Now this Ravina, the first of his 3 pshatim, goes until the bottom of the Amud Aleph into a couple of lines in the Amud Beis. And the first part of Ravina is really not necessary for us, but it's part of the Mishnah, so he brings the whole thing. The key of the Ravina is going to be the last 3 or 4 lines here on the bottom of the Omid. Stay tuned for this very exciting, fascinating pshat in our Mishnah. So Ravina Amar, ki goyim shenimtza echad min ha'edim karev oy posel. We're talking about that there were not just 2 edim, there were 3 or more edim, 4, 5, whatever. And one of those additional edim, in other words, the first 2, perfect, kusha v'yusha, no problem. The third one, however, was a karev, either a karev to one of the Edom, or he was a karev to one of the parties, the Baal, the Chos, and the Kala, whatever. Or he was a posel, he was a ganef, a ritzeh, a paner, a chiyid, he's a karev, a posel. So what happens with him? Does that spoil the entire Edom season? Miss that, we don't need you, stay outside, we already have 2 Edom. So that's going to be the discussion. And this is a machlokes between the Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi, as to what Rabbi Akiva held. Did not. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Leibosh Lishi El Hachmer Olav. What's bothering Rabbi Akiva? What's bothering him that there's a passing in the Torah? Al Pishnayim Eidim Oishloisha Eidim Yokum Dover. The question is, Freitach the Yimor Mesechtes Malkus. Madach, 2 Edom is enough, then 3 Edom for sure is great. What does the Torah have to go and say? Shloishen, it's enough to go and say, Bishnayim Edom. If you have 3, if you have 4, if you have 12, if you have 100, noch besser. What does the Torah even need to say that? Just say, Bishnayim Edom. So what does this Shloisha come to tell us? Says Rabbi Kiva, don't think it comes to tell us a kula, it comes to tell us a chumra. What is that chumra? Leboshlisha lahachmer, olav lasi dinoi ki yoitze be'elu. To go and make the din of that third one like the first 2. What does that mean? Explains Rashi. What happens if All three of them testified that we saw here in New York that this young lady, Miss Sprinter Smith, went behind closed doors and we gave her Hasra. And we gave her Hasra not only for Malkus, but for Misa, not only for Misa, but for Skila. Or if it was an Ashes Koine, couldn't the other man the Yamar, then also for Sreifa. It was a perfect Hasra. And the Bezin listens very, very intently. Wow, wow, wow. It looks like it's curtains for this lady. Mm-hmm. And guess what happens? 10 minutes later, two other Edom come in and say, You're a bunch of shakranim, a bunch of liars. Don't you remember, Immanuel Yisem, you were with us at that time on that date that you're claiming that you saw that in New York. You were together with us
in Chicago.
So it's impossible. Exactly. So it's impossible that you saw this. Okay. So now we know there's the famous rule of Kasher Zamam, and what should be the din now? We should give all of them whatever they want to go and give her. If they were going to inflict upon her skila, give them skila. The third person stands up and says, Rabbi, now this is not talking about a carved apostle, this is talking about three normal, regular eight. So the third person says, Rabbinical panel, all distinguished Rabbanim.
Wow.
You didn't need me. You already had two Edom. And so therefore, whatever I said was Leimale V'Leimoyrin. Give them the Misa and let me live. Uh-huh. Let me continue to live. So, the question is, he has a good point. After all, we don't even need this fellow. The Yad Ramah adds another Knech. Once the first two Edom's testimony was accepted by the Bezdin, she's basically a Gavra Katila. She's as if she's already dead meat, as they would say in English. And therefore, what I just said is Gavra Katila Kota. Why, number three, is I killed a second time someone who already been killed. So I didn't do anything. So let me out of here. Says Rabbi Kiva, I'm very, very sorry. That's why the Pasuk said, Apishnayim, Ishloisha Eidem Yakum Dovar, that since you were Nitbal Li Oivri Avera, you agreed to be part of this cut of Rishoyim, of Edom Zalimim, we're going to throw the books at you too. And if not the books, we're going to go and throw some stones. He's acting in concert. They were not playing music. I'm sorry?
He's not a Zalimim.
No, we're talking about all three was a whole three were in Chicago. But the third one says, but you didn't need me, right? You would have accepted the first two. So I was just, I came along for the show, especially if it was a concert. But Hamas, I didn't do anything.
Here we do the same thing together. You can stone them with the stone chumash.
Like a Rolling Stone, the Bob Dylan movie just came out.
Anyway, so let's see, just quickly, guys, you see all of you are kind of all shaken up by this series of events. So if you have, starting on the first narrow line of Rashi.
I see
you do. Echon man eidem, ho yishom shloisha arbot, there were three or four. She choyla eidus this kind bishar. Oh, so we don't need that third or fourth. Okay, that's going on the other case, nim to mechon karev apostle, that's not for us. Harder bikimim sechus malkus, lebo shlishi. We didn't need him. He was superfluous. She would have gotten Misa based on the first two. So the third one says, I came along for the ride, but you didn't need me. The Torah says, you get the same fate as the first two. Shem huzmu, if they are Edom Zomim, including the third one, Yehoreg Avash Lishi, Nation Nitpala Oivre Aveda, because he came in and joined them for the ride, even though we didn't need his Edus, that's why the Torah says, Shloisha Edom Lahachmer Olav. And therefore now the Gemara tells us a bit of a Musavart. In Cain, Onish HaKosabes, HaNitpala Oivre Aveda, if the Torah gives such a terrible oinish to a person who just joined the existing Oivre Aveda, because we didn't really need him, but you joined them, you all to get their same fate. Ki Oivre Aveda, like the first two themselves, Av Achas Kama Vekami Shishalim Scharis HaNitpala Oisei Mitzvah Ka Oisei Mitzvah. If there's already a committee that's already doing a Dvar Mitzvah, well, you don't need me, we don't need you, but if he's Nitpal, he joins them and he invigorates them and he helps them and he assists them, even though we didn't need him. We had enough people. We already had 85 people on the committee. 84 never show up for the meeting. But we already had, we didn't need you. But nevertheless, you join, you're also going to go and get Tzchak.
Nitpal's less than Tuffel?
Tuffel, yeah, exactly. Zorki Mark. This part until now is very exciting, but it's not related to the Pshat of Ramina in our Mishnah. But rather, we're continuing on with Rabbi Akiva. Umashnaim nintu echmehen korev apostle. If you have of the two, one of them is a korev or apostle, then avadi do some betela because you don't have to wait. Is avshloisha nintu echmehen korev apostle do some betela, and not only by three. Minaisha filu meya, even if they're 100 edim, 99 pass the mahadrim and ahadrim test. They are the best edim in the world. But the 100th one, unfortunately, is a kaparev apostle. The whole thing now is edusa metela tamaloimer edim. The alpishnaim edim, oishloisha edim. The extra edim comes to tell you that all of the edim, all 100 are disqualified, even though 99 were perfect. Good. Now, until now we just had Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi. Omer Yossi, when do we say that they do some betela between the fascists? If you're talking about Chas V'Shalom, a capital criminal case, Chas V'Shalom, does one kill someone? That's one, the whole thing is bottled. And the reason is because, remember, we had the first Mishnah, V'Tzilu Eda, we always try to go and acquit if we possibly can. So if we find one, Korah Apostle, okay, that's enough, case dismissed. This guy made his mishnah. After all, you have the other 99, or you have at least the other two. So that Rabbi Oimer, makes no difference. One is possible, all of them are possible. Now the key. Now this is what Ravin is referring to. The Eimasai, when do I say do some betel across the board? Says Rabbi, this man shehisru behem. Oh, let's go back to our case. We have over here this young lady who's going to go behind closed doors. And now you have two Edim that give them Hasra'a, and they say, young lady, don't do that. And guess what? There's that third person who's schlepping with them. Did he participate in that Hasra'a or not? And you say, what difference does it make? Oh, it makes a big difference. Rashi says, if this third aid participates in Hasra'a, he's Megaladas, it's as if he's putting up a sign, I'm together with you. We are a set of three together. If, on the other hand, he withdraws and says, no, I'm not going to do Asra, then you can divide up the three Edom and say, two of them are the real bona fide Edom. They're the ones that came to Asra. The fact that the third one held back and didn't do anything, it's as if he's saying, I'm not part of this. I recuse myself. Nah. So that he has to say he's only by a judge, but that's fine. But Zokti, I'm sorry,
Nachum. Can he keep quiet, or he has to say that he recuses himself?
Effectively.
That's effectively. In other words, at that time, he doesn't have to tell the other two wait him. I'm being quiet, I'm not saying anything. We're now looking at the legal ramifications in the courtroom. When the three came in, and they all testified vis-a-vis this young lady, and two of them said that
they warned her,
and the third one said that we didn't want her. So now the question is, we find out that third one, Grada, happens to be a cousin of either the Chusin or the Caliph. Or he happens to be a Ghana for a Gaza, and he's a apostle. Okay, so now the question is, does he spoil this Edus, and we say Edusim Betela, or not? Says Rebbe, by the fact that he withdrew himself and did not participate in the Hasra, so the fact that he's a Korev apostle is not Mevatel the Edus. The Edus remains intact based on the other two. But that's only Rebbe that says that. It's not Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi didn't make that distinction. So now says Ravina, Shat in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case that three Edim came into the courtroom. Of the three Edim, two of them gave the Asra, well, two of them were kosher, Kushav Yusha. Third one was a Karev apostle. And one more fact, that two of them gave the Asra, the third one did not give the Asra. So says Rabbi Yossi, I don't care your Hasra and Nish Hasra. The fact that they came together as one, Edusam B'Teila, the Edus above. When I say came together, I don't mean in the courtroom. That they were there B'Shas Masa. And now all three are being made that they were there B'Shas Masa. Oh, so then it's one cut of three Edim. One of them is Apostle. Ed Nibz Echem, and Korv Apostle, Edusam B'Teila, it's all bottled. That's what Rav Yossi holds. And that's what Rav Meir holds. That's why Rav Meir says you only need a Bezin of three. Mashenkin, according to the Chum say no. As long as that third one kept his mouth quiet at the time of the Hasra, with that he was Megaladas, and he's not part of the original cut of Edim. So in fact, when he comes into the court right now, we're going to dismiss the Eid, not dismiss the case, we're going to dismiss the Eid. you're a karev apostle, you do not, you're not mevatel the other two. Because
don't contaminate the integrity of their testimony.
You don't contaminate the integrity of their testimony. Wow. Yeah, fancy, fancy words. They remain, their testimony is pure, it's great, it's sure. Beautiful. He's a karev apostle. But he didn't participate in that sross. You see, he's not an aid. That's goonish. And the Gemara brings a raya. Ma yasu shnei achem vi echad shiro bi echad shiori yesan efesh. What happens if Chas v'Shalom, you're standing on Western Avenue, you're one of the spot, and you see Nebuch Aretzicha, Nebuch, someone goes and kills. Or the subway station, someone lights a fire, a gun samasa, yeah, you'll read about it some other time. But anyway, the point is that what happens if you have three Edom, and two of the three Edom happen to be Achim, they happen to be brothers. So what are you going to say over there? Okay, well, you have to dismiss the case. It depends. If they participated like Edom, that's one thing. However, if one of them could put up a sign and say, no, no, I'm not an Edom, I have to be standing here, but, you know, leave me out of this, I'm not an Edom. So now I have two kosher Edom. I have one of the brothers and a friend and a stranger who are a two kosher Edom. So therefore, says Rebbe, it is a way to go and differentiate between the real two Edom and the mitschleppers, those that come along for the right.
And that is whether you get a
gave hasro and participate in hasro. Oh, so let's get back to that in a moment. Okay. So let's quickly look at the Rashi here on top. On top, Testament base, Shiro be echad shahargis and nefesh. Upluktad a mevra banan nami. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. Kizon shinim tzechem and ashloi shikar v'basel. Three Edom came, one karu v'basel. The ra'ah, and he was there at the time of the original Masa, but he did not give hasra v'shasak, he was quiet. V'lo yisra remeir. And he did not give hasra. Remeir sava lakar b'yoisi to amadina yifashas loishna hisra, loishna shasa. Makes no difference. So b'yoisi didn't make that distinction. Only Rebbe did. Say, yisum b'teila. Since the Avis is bottle, all three are dismissed. I no longer have a capital case, and therefore I only have a case now regarding the ksuba payment or not. Oh, for that you don't need Edom. So I have three Dayanim, and that's fine. However, Rabban Savri, Kirabi, Deich the Shasak, if that third was quiet, he did not participate in the Hasra. Tiskaima Edis Bashar. So then the Edis is good with the other two. And therefore, Chas v'Shalom, if they say Edis, and we do all the Chakiris and Prishis and Medikis, and we find that these are two kosher Edim, guess what? A Mikla, she passes away. She's going to give her skila. And that's why we leave a Bezin of 23. So that's the Pshat of Ravina, that's pshat number one. We're going to have three pshat altogether. So now, Brother Shai raised the issue, what about Ed Chasanis? So I believe that this is the makor why you have certain misadri kedushin that say to the two mechutanim and say, these Edom, are these the exclusive Edom? Yo, these atem Eda, you're the exclusive Edom, as opposed to exclude everybody else in the audience. Because even under the chup itself, you have brothers and you have uncles and you have zaydis and fathers and all the rest. So you have a lot of people who are possibly aedis because of the kurva. That's why we say, miyachad, these two special, only Yankel and only Beryl, nobody else. So you shouldn't have that problem. Good?
Yeah.
Meboy Sema. So we have now pshat number one of Ravina, that Amisha is talking about a case of Shloish Edom Nimtz Echmei and Karev Apostle, but he did not participate in the Hasra. According to Remeir, since he didn't participate in the Hasra, it makes no difference. It makes absolutely no difference according to Remeir. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Edus, and the Taylor. He's a Karev Apostle, he's one out of the three. Apostle. Therefore, you only need a dozen of three to be done the payment of the ksuba. Masha Enkein, according to Rabban hold like Rebbe, the Rebbe says it makes a difference, your Hisra and Yishisra, and here, since he was not Masra, so therefore he left himself out of the basic testimony, integrity, and cut of Edom, so therefore it's only two Edom. Those two Edom are kosher, and she's Mikla. She goes to skill. Anybody say Menachem Shad? Kigoin Shisra Ba Chedim, Le Yisra Ba Edom. Ooh. When you have Hasra, do the Edom have to give the Hasra? Or can anybody give the Hasra? That's a machlokes. Kamitzli b'flut the b'yos for abundant, not. Anytime you have a din nefashis case, you want a chas v'shalom kill someone. Achupi shnei Edom masrim b'y. The Edom have to be masrim. Shnehemar, because it says in the pasuk, al pi shnayim Edom. Why didn't you say shnayim Edom? Was it al pi shnayim Edom? The al pi means that they have to verbalize Asra. Yeah. Even though you have Asra from 100 other people. Hey, don't do that! You Edom, did you give that Hasra? No, it wasn't us. It was the other guys. Who are the other guys? I don't know. They're not here. It's not to be those edim. So now we have a machloikis between Reis and Rabbanan. Is that an effective hasra or not? Okay, so getting back to our Mishnah, we have Remeir and the Chacham. Remeir says, you know who has to go and give the hasra? It's got to be the edim. Edim, you didn't give hasra? No, it was other people. Case dismissed, out of here. So we no longer need 23. But we do need 3 for the momentous case of the Ksuba. Mm-hmm. According to Rabbanan, who cares? Yeah, get hasra. Yeah, get hasra. Abimah, give hasra. And therefore, what's the din? That person is liable, chas v'sholom, for Misa. Keep the 23 impaneled, because we might, chas v'sholom, have to execute the young lady. So that's pshat number 2 of Ravina. And now pshat number 3 of Ravina. V'yibo yisem, you're going to skachish b'bedikois. V'yiskachish b'chakirois. V'kamitzli b'plukter, rabben zakei v'rabbona. What is it all about? We'll learn later on in our Masechta, in Yetz Hashem, that if chas v'sholom, any time a person has a capital case, that you have to have chakirois and you have to have bedikois. What's the difference between chakirois and bedikois? Chakirois is on the etzim, it's on the essence of the case. For instance, Rashi says, "Be'ezayoyim." When did this transpire? Two edim come and say, "We saw that she went behind closed doors." When did this happen? One says it happened on Tuesday night. The other one says it happened on Thursday night. Case dismissed, nothing to talk about, because one of the essential ingredients is they have to agree which day it was. Veiz Hashol, what time was it? One said, well, it was 6 o'clock at night. The other said, now it was already past Chatzos. I remember I was coming back from Koyla, came back from Hanukkah Masiba was already very, very late. 5-6 hour difference. Anything like that, which is essential to the integrity of the testimony and to the case, if there is a hakosha between the two edim, you throw the case out. But what happens to Gabi Bedikois? What are Bedikois? So Rashi says, for instance, we ask the boy El, the person, this perpetrator that lived with the young lady and was Mazano, what was he wearing? Was he wearing Schwarze Hosen or Grüne Hosen? Or Bleue Hosen? Hosen are pants, not socks, pants. So the question is, what color were the pants that he was wearing? So this one, it was black, and the other one says it was green. Come on, I'm supposed to remember this was 6 months ago with black. Do you think I really care with black or green? Dark. And it was in the dark, exactly.
It was green.
Anyway, so the point of all of this is, if they're makrich them each other in bedikos, does that spoil the testimony and therefore we throw the case out? Or do we say, bedikos, it's nice, it's fine, but it doesn't rise to the level of hakim? It's really not, it's, who cares when you're wearing black or green or blue or yellow? It doesn't make any difference. And if even they're going to say, yeah, but you know, we're talking about chas v'sholom, going and give skila. But Rashi says that we have a klal that mitzvah something to liram yalei de'inish lava date, something that a person doesn't have to remember. He doesn't, you know, commit it to memory. Mm-hmm. There are at least a million things that we hear and we read and we talk about throughout a day. At the end of the day, how much was essential? So for all of you, 99% is mm-hmm. Most of the stuff that I talk about during the day is, you know, you can toss it in the waste bin very, very quickly. And therefore, at the end of the day, what did you say at 2 o'clock about that? Do I know? Do I remember? Trump is your gift, Nish gift, you should have been impeached, you shouldn't have been impeached, you should have been voted. Yeah, it's all narkai. So the point of all of this, something the lawyer Ramiele Inish, the person's not focusing on, so when these people saw this young lady going together with a man behind closed doors, they were they looking whether he was wearing black pants, green pants, yellow pants? Mm-hmm. That wasn't their concern at that time. Especially 6 months later, they're not going to remember. So that's the machlokes Reb Meir and the Chacham. Kigoin diskachish bebedikos, that there was hakosha, a contradiction when it came to the color of his pants, the details. But the essential, they were clearly same day of the month, same day of the week, same day of the same hour of the night, exactly the right, the same address, and the same apartment building, whatever. Everything else they got to the detail, all the minutia. It was in the bedikos that they had a problem. The commitment ben zakei v'rabban. The who's ben zakei? Ben zakei wanted to go be matzil as much as possible. And what was the story over here? Did not masiv bali ben zakei be'ukti teinim. Something happened. We're not going through the details over here. The marshal, there was a geneva. There was a ritzicha. There was somebody who was oivet avoid azara. Whatever it was, and the edim said that it happened under a fig tree. It happened under a fig tree. Did you notice the figs? What was the uktzei te'enim? Now, what are uktzei te'enim? So we have, for instance, everybody knows by an esrog you have an ukitz, you have the stem that comes out on the bottom, right? The top is called the pitum, the bottom is called the ukitz. So if you want to take a quick look here to Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, shomru edim tachas ta'ina nasa masa. Whatever the masa was, doesn't make a difference. It was under the fig tree. Amaloi ta'ina zu. So now Ben Zakkai, who was a member of the rabbinical panel of the Bezdin, said, did you notice that the stems that come out of the ta'inim, were they thick or were they thin? The novice is like the tail that comes out of the ta'inim. That's by an esrig that the ukitz came out. Ah, so the point is, do you really expect that the Adam were focusing on the figs and how
it's more action.
Is that figure?
Is that figure? Oh, very good.
But actually, if I recall correctly, Ben Zakkai was not yet part of the court. He was one of the students learning in front of the court.
Could be.
And then they elevated him. They said, they said, based on your question, you're going to sit on the Bezdin.
Beautiful. Notice that this is Beis before the Ben Zakkai, and the Beis tells us we're going to have Ben Zakkai three more times. Daf Mem, Mem Aleph, and Pei Aleph. Mitchum will get there. We'll see whether he was one of the Rabbanim, or whether he was one of the Talmidim, and we'll see all the other interesting and fascinating details at that time. But the point is, maybe that's how he got the name Ben Zakkai, because he tried to mezakkai as many people as possible by asking such what we might think are ridiculous questions. Come on, exactly. So that's what we're talking. Those obviously are bedikas and not chakirois, and that's machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chum, where Reb Meir says hakchosha bedikas is also a hakchosha, and so therefore throw the Edom out throughout the case. You only have now three Dayanim for the Ksuba situation. Wow, according to the Chavim. No, since it's only Hakosha Bibidikas, that doesn't spoil the case. As long as the Chakiris, they both agree 100%, and therefore you need a Bezin of 23, because she might get Chasa Shalom Misa. So with this, we have concluded now three separate Pshatim of Ravina. In addition to yesterday's five Pshatim, we have now eight Pshatim in our Mishnah. What's the Machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim with it? You need a Bezin of 3 or a Bezin of 23. Now you can put over here two big dots, because we're starting something new. Obviously related to our issues, but no longer focusing on our Mishnah. Amr of Yosef. Hey, the Baal, Edim Shizimtza. Oy. The Baal on Thursday morning brings along Edim. I'm only saying Thursday morning because that's typically the case. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, you ask, right, you asked about the fact, how did he get the Edim that quickly? Maybe the Bezdin says, sorry, today we're closed for business, or we're just too backed up. Mitch would come back on Monday, and by the time he came back on Monday, by that time he already found two Edim, and the Edim said, you always saw Mizan, and I got some ass. Fine. And now, do you impanel 3? 23. The Baal says, this is a capital case, we're going to impanel 23. So, Havi Baal Edim Shizinza, Edim that she was Mazana Rachmanul Itzlan as an Ashes Ish, and she deserves to get Skila. The Av of the young lady was not at all phased. The Havi Av Edim, and what did those Edim say? They Zimumli Ede Ha Baal. Edi Baal, you were there, you were in Chicago. Therefore, what do you know about this? My Rebbe never said Chicago, he said Chicago. It was from Agreements in the Heights, so he didn't know how to pronounce it. Probably if you saw Chanukah, he would say Chanukah.
Chanukah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, some of the politicians also say Chanukah, right? So where does it go? The behavior of Edom, so now the father brought Edom, the Zimla Ediabal, to disqualify them. And in fact, what did they intend doing? They intended doing two things. Number one, to kill Nebuch the Isha, because he's saying she was Mazana. And number two, to disqualify her from receiving a ksuba from her husband. Because after all, the husband only has to go and give her if she was, there was no mekach toys. Engelucham mekach toys gedol mizu, that he's marrying a lady that was a Mazana when she was chasishon, when Arusa. Exactly, because she goes to Lamisa. But now, since we find that those Edom were false Edom, because other two Edom say that they were Ediazaman, so what, they were Edom Zaman, so what happens now? So they have to go and do two tashlumins. One, they have to give away their own life, tashazamam. And number two, they have to go and pay for the financial damage that they wanted to go and cause with this young lady. Says the Gemara, Egebal Nerogin, they do get Misa. Ein Mishalmin Mamoin. Why don't the Mishalmin Mamoin? Let's hear clearly. You can't go and give the two oinchim, you only go and do one. Right. But now continuing on, we're not finished with the saga, Rabbi Sai. And now the Baal comes on the scene and says, oh, Rabbi Sai, my first two Edom were Erlechiyin, they were not Zomimim. This peer that the Av brought, these are a bunch of phonies. They don't even know how to spell Chicago. And say that they were in Chicago.
Most of them don't know how to spell Illinois.
They don't know how to spell them. Illinois, exactly. That's why you just write I-L. Don't write I-L-L because you might think you're sick.
They pronounce it with an S at the end. It's
Illinois.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Well, all right. And what about Louis and Louis? So you have the same problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway. So they mishal moment. Chos v'hevi abal eidim v'hezim l'eidi ha'av. And now they disqualified the eidi ha'av and they said, flips everything. So what happens now? What's going on? Which moment are they being mishalim now? Since these are Eidi Yo'av. And what did they want to do?
Deprive the Baal of this, save the father of paying the 100 shkalim, right?
Exactly, that's what we're talking about now. So not the father, but you mean the husband of having to pay.
The husband of the 100 shkalim.
Exactly, so now these Eidi Yo'av were bad guys. What did they want to do? They wanted that the first pair of Edom should go and get Misa. Mm-hmm. And so therefore now we're going to give them Misa, Kasha Zomam. After all, these are the new Edom Zomam. It's not the first pair, it's the second pair that are Edom Zomam. But they have to go and pay. What do they have to pay? We're not talking anymore about the Ksuba. We're now talking about the 100 Kesef, which is what the husband would have had to pay to the Baal. Because he's Mighty Shemra. That's what they accused him of. They said, you're Mighty Shemra. The Edom that you bought are a bunch of phonies. They're Shakranim. They're in Chicago. Baal, what did you try to do over here? And you're saying that she went and and therefore, now that we're proving that these Edom are false, not only do they go and get Misa, but they also have to pay mammonis. How much mammonis they have to pay? They have to pay 100 to the Av of the
Baal.
Thank you.
They're trying to get him to
cough up. Exactly. You always need you. I told you it's so good. Great that you have here. They have to go and pay 100 to the Baal because they wanted to rob him of 100 that he would have to go and pay to the Av based on these faulty Edom, and therefore since we Taka showed that these Edom are a bunch of Shakranim, that they have to be Zomim, then they have to have the double. What about the din of the Kom Medrab Minei, which we were talking about before, continuing the Gemara, say, Avneh Rabbi, Umisham Lamam, Momin Lazeh, Unefoshois Lazeh. So explains Rashi.
Oh, two different people.
Two different people. Right. If you go back to Rashi now, Eidi Avneh Rogin, it's halfway down the white lines, in the middle, Eidi Avneh Rogin, halfway. She wrote to Lahari Eidi Abal, because they want to call Eidi Abal to die. Umishalmin Momay, Meya Kesel Labal, Shibol Lechaivoy, Kishazimu as Eidam. By the second pair, trying to be Mazim, the first pair, and saying, you're Edom Zomim. It's not true. But that's what they tried to do. So they wanted to go and Mechayiv the Baal, that he should have to go and pay now the 100 Kesef to the husband, to the father.
The father.
Is Mamun Lezeh, the Baal, so they have to pay the Mamun to the Baal, and the Fosh is Lezeh, and they're wrong, and Mishul Edom. Think of Sober of Yosef. Now this is the important part. If Yosef holds Ki Potter, Achman, Mishayiv, and Avshay, Menat, Shlomim, Hech, the Misu, Mamun, Mishul, Chad, Ka'osu, Alei. If it's the same person that wants the benefit of both, so to speak. But here we have two separate benefits. Here they wanted to go and kill the first pair of Edom by saying Imanu Yisum, it's not true. Number two, they wanted to go and deny the father getting the 100 by saying that the Baal was wrong. And so therefore they wanted to go and cause the Baal to have to pay 100 kesef. Cough up 100 kesef. Now that we find that they're the Shakranim and they're the Edom Zomim, so they're going to have to do the double payment, one for one and one for the other.
So, Kumad the Ramamim is not the Kasechat, he's by the.
According to Rav Yosef, it's only if it's one beneficiary person that's going to receive the benefit. But if it's to talk about two separate people, then you do not have the Dinakom Ramamim. You have to go and give. Mm. Because they want to go and kill those Edom, they get killed. And because they wanted the Baal to have to cough up 100, then they have to go and pay 100 to the Baal. That was one halach of Rav Yosef. And now we have another. This, the Omer of Yosef is very familiar. We've had this a number of times. The Omer of Yosef, Toini Ravani or Ravoi Li Oinsai. Hu Viachem Itztarfen Lehargoi. Liritsoinoi. Russia, Vatar Omer Toshis, Russia, Eid. Even though today, person engaging in Mishkav Zohar, he's entitled to a full parade down Fifth Avenue mm-hmm. with a million people yeah. and all the reporters and the whole. In the good old days, they realized that this is a toyeva and Matudas Hashmachan Azamintach. So what does it happen over here? It's a sort of Yosef. You have Ployni Rovoy. Someone comes into Bezdim to aid him. And they say about Yankel Smith that unfortunately he engaged in Mishkav Zohar. And not only did he engage in Mishkav Zohar, but he was ma'anis one of the two Edom. Meaning, this male forced himself on one of the two Edom, who was also male, obviously. Right. And so therefore, he was ma'anis him, and he lived with him Mishkav Zohar. So what happens now? Ployni Rovoy, he was the, Roiva means he was the one that was the active party, the perpetrator, and he did l'oinsoi against the will of one of the two Edom, who? Who, meaning the victim, the acher, and a stranger. It's start for the Horgah. They can come into Bezin and say, this is what the guy did. He got a Bezin of 23. We asked them all the Chakiris and Medikas. They passed flying colors. The Horgah went go and kill that perpetrator. However, what happens if one of the two Edom say the same story as we just said, but it wasn't Li'oinsai, it was Li'tsoinai, that this fellow said, I willingly and consensually live with that other male. Now I'm doing tshuva, if you will, and therefore I'm here in Bezin and saying he's a bad guy. Says the Gemara, Roshahu, you're also a bad guy by saying that that's what you did.
It's malice.
No, yeah,
malice or malice.
That's
yeah, I understand that was what your kavanah was. Exactly. That was beautiful. Vatayra Omra, Al Toshis Rasha Eid, Leo is Chamas, he's a Rasha, and therefore you do not believe him. Not that we don't believe him, but he's disqualified as an Eid. You only have one Eid. With one Eid, you can't go and kill someone. And what are you holding, right? Rav Omar. Oh, the Mkar of Eitzel Atzmai. Can you read the next few words? When you ask a doctor, what's most important? You have to have patience. Right?
Very much so.
Okay. So Rav Omar, Odom Karav Eitzel Atzmai.
Without patience, he's not a good doctor.
Exactly. So Odom Karav Eitzel Atzmai, the Ein Odom Mesim Atzmai Rosh. And therefore, what happens now?
His testimony is good,
but his
himself is impeaching himself,
right? Therefore,
because he's engaging in something litzono,
and therefore,
so therefore he's no game of the board,
and therefore also
well, no, that's you need to aid him for that. He's not eligible in this case.
So ikka chosim in a sefer. We're going to see Rashi. They have the din of palginon di bura. Paginim Dibura means that even though he's himself, he's a Karev, he's a Rasha, he's an apostle, he cannot be believed about himself, but he can be believed about the other individual, and therefore we will kill the other fellow, even though he's going to go out scot-free, and he was the one that engaged in this same activity. But we don't believe him on himself, we believe him on...
If you say, well, I'm going to testify against so-and-so that he engaged in this act with me,
right.
You still have another aide there, says... Yes.
The other aid is not a problem. The stranger is fine.
No, the stranger is fine, but he's saying what happened. He's
victim is saying that he went and lived with me, and I lived with him. We did a consensual.
Right, you have another third party witness.
There was only two witnesses. The third party is sitting in Chicago. He's not here.
They have two witnesses of this act.
Let's look at the list, Rashi. Rav Amar. Ein, or the list four lines. Ein Odom Nifsal Li Eidus by Doas Pith. He doesn't become disqualified. Don't care if it's a Latzwe. Hilkoch Ein Odom Yochel Losim Atzmei Russia. What does that mean? Kalayma. Kol Eidus Atzmei Ein Nasser Russia. Whatever he said about himself, we do not believe him. In other words, he's disqualified about himself. Sher Torah Pasla Karv Eidus. Karv to himself. There's no greater Karv than a Karv Eitzel Atzmei. And therefore, the Nerag Horoiva, the person who's the accused perpetrator, he gets Misa. The Valgin and Debura, Mehemle Gabi Chavre, we believe him about the Chavre, Nishka Grisa Chavre, but that person, the perpetrator who's in court, the accused, we believe him. Lemenele Gabi Dide, but not for himself, Lifsula Edis, and that's the dinner of Valgin and Debura. Therefore, that's a Machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rava.
Who saw this act? The co-conspirator, the other participant,
right,
and another witness.
And a stranger, correct.
So can't that stranger say, yes, they engaged in this act,
correct,
and therefore even the person who engaged, the nirva, should also get Misa.
100%, that's what he says.
Pardon?
He says both of them should get Misa.
There's both gimmies.
Both gimmies. As far as that stranger, they both should get me.
What they did was strange.
Yeah. Now we don't have it. It's a very strange act. But, now we have to have a second eight.
The second eight was the
one of the two people that engaged in this act.
Right.
And he was willing to go testify in a stack of Bibles, kosher Bibles, stone chumashim for the stoning. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you get stoning for that, but it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, the point is, and he says, yes, it's true, I engaged in this act, and therefore that guy is bad, and guess what, I'm also bad. Yes. So says Rav Yosef, since he is saying Eidus about himself, he's a Karev, disqualified, and we only have one Eid altogether, so he's dismissed the case. You can't go and kill somebody based on one Eid. But Rav says, no, we believe him vis-a-vis the other guy, that he lived together with him. We don't believe him on himself. Why don't we believe on himself? Adam Karvetz Alatsway. They know the Matimesimat Rasha. So as far as he is concerned, we don't listen to that part of the testimony that he engaged in that act with the other person. Right. But we do listen to the part of the testimony that says that the other person in the act. Right? Uh-huh. So you have Yankel and Beryl. Yankel says about himself, I and Beryl engaged in this act Monday night. Yeah, yeah. It's true. So vis-a-vis Beryl, he's believed. But Gabi Yankel got himself, he's not believed, and that's the chiddush of Rav of Palkin
and Dibur. Yankel was the other aide, Moshe.
There's no other motion. There's only three people present.
He's trying to make a motion in the court. There's no motion. There's only the three people. They're the only.
But we have the famous case of the Naska of Abba, where the person says, "I stole," but yes, I stole my own property, and they said, "You can't testify because you made yourself a Rasha."
Okay, that's why we got long choices over here.
Here, there's a danger of AIDS.
Okay, so that's the first halacha. And now Rava says another halacha, which is almost on, directly on point, almost the same thing. Omer up, Ploini bo al ishti, rachmon litzlan. Ploini lived together with my wife. I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, the famous answer, France.
No, but that was the guy's.
Yeah.
The guy pushed him.
Forget it now. Finish tomorrow.
Yeah, let's finish tomorrow. Exactly. Ploini bo al ishti, Ploini lived together with my wife, and they lived together consensually. We can go and kill him. In other words, we have two Adam. One is the husband, one is a stranger. Both of them say, we saw this fellow's wife engage consensually in adultery. Exactly. So we're going to go and throw the books at her and throw the stones at her or whatever. She was an Arusa. We're going to do Skila. Yeah, for sure. Skila, if she happens to be in the sewer, we're going to go and give her chenek, baskoyim, depends. Good. Anyway, who the achim staff on hargot? Avaloi lahargot. We're not going to go and kill her. We're going to kill him.
Right.
Why are we going to kill him and not her? Because it got to be her. He happens to be a karev. That's plagufa, right? It's one and the same. Ishtar kigufa. That being the case, up to Yamara. My commercial says the exact same thing as before. That's exactly the same case as we said before. He says, well, it still is a shade of difference. Now the same. And that's why we say, as far as himself is concerned, disqualified, don't listen to that. Yes, Taka, we say, you know, well, that's very nice for drushes and this and that, but to go and say physically that to mamish like one individual, and therefore perhaps we would go and believe him not only vis-a-vis the perpetrator, but also the perpetrator is, in other words, his own wife.
Especially because he's accusing her of adultery and he wants to eliminate her.
Exactly. We believe on God the hard guy and not the hard God.
You killed them both?
No, only the hard guy.